In 1998, it was just two ordinary people with one extraordinary promise to show up for those whom the world had quietly forgotten. They had no grand plan, no organization, no spotlight, only a deep, almost stubborn belief that service could be a way of life, not an occasional gesture. Week after week, month after month, year after year, they kept returning to hospital wards, crowded bastis and quiet corners of grief, holding hands, arranging medicines, listening to stories, and staying long after others had gone home. This is where the heart of Angizi was born, not in a boardroom, but in countless small acts of presence. By 2003, what began as a simple, "We are here for you," had become a quiet discipline. Service was no longer an activity. It was a commitment lived with dedication, transparency, and most importantly, consistency. Showing up on the good days, the hard days, and the invisible days in between. Families began to recognize familiar faces returning again and again. Trust was not requested. It was earned through reliability. In those years, Angizi was still unnamed, but its character was fully formed. No judgment, no criticism, only pure service. As the needs they witnessed grew more complex, the work deepened. By 2008, they understood that healing a life could not stop at a medical prescription. A child who recovered from illness but returned to hunger or dropped out of school was still being failed. So their work expanded deliberately from medical help to education and nutrition, ensuring that treatment was not a moment, not just a moment, but the beginning of a different future. In classrooms, canteens, and hospital corridors, they started to stitch together care that saw the whole person, not a case file. Around 2013, something beautiful happened. The circle widened. More people, young professionals, parents, retirees began to join. Not out of obligation, not for the want of money, but because they had seen what compassion in action looked like and wanted to carry a part of it. The team was now a family of volunteers who walked into communities with open hands, open minds, and open hearts, not to judge or to fix, but to stand alongside. Each new volunteer brought their own story, but wore the same invisible badge. I'm here for you, no matter what. In 2017, after 19 years of simply doing the work, they took one more step, not away from their roots, but to protect them. The Angizi Charitable Trust was formally established, giving a legal name and structure to what had already been a lived mission for nearly two decades. Started in 1998, incorporated 2017, became not just a line, but a statement of who they were. Slow, steady, honest, taking one deliberate step at a time, getting up and showing up. By 2022, the family had grown from 2 to 76 volunteers. And with that growth came a quiet, powerful message. Kindness belongs to everyone. The youngest volunteer started serving at 3 and continues at 11, proving that compassion has no minimum age. The oldest volunteers, at 73, still show up with the same spark in their eyes, reminding everyone that purpose has no expiry date. In between them stands an entire generation of hearts, each one carrying forward this legacy of care. Today in 2026, the numbers tell one story. 28 years, 76 hearts, and counting. But the real story is written in the lives they touch. What began as two people and a promise is now a living legacy of heart, guided by one principle and one principle alone: compassion in action. For the child in pain, the parent in panic, the elderly person alone in the ward, Angizi is not an institution. It is a hand held, a meal served, a school fee paid, a prayer whispered at the bedside. In their healing, the volunteers say they find their own, and so the journey continues. One life, one visit, one act of love at a time.